VOA's Christina Menenti with your worldwide news update. Almost 1 year after launching its war on Hamas in Gaza, Israel has turned its focus on Lebanon. VOA's Steve Karish reports on the latest conflicts in the region.
Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu said Friday that ceasefire talks with Lebanon would continue as the U.S. warned further escalation would complicate civilians' return home. Lebanon's health minister said at least 25 people have been killed in Israeli strikes on Friday, and Hezbollah said it had fired rockets into Israel, declaring the attacks a response to Israeli strikes. Yemen's Iran-aligned Houthis said on Friday that they targeted Israel's cities of Tel Aviv and Ashkelon with a ballistic missile and drone in support of Gaza and Lebanon. The United States and France proposed on Wednesday an immediate 21-day ceasefire across the Lebanese-Israeli border and said negotiations continue. Steve Karish, VOA News.
Saudi Arabia has formed a global alliance to push for a two-state solution to the Israeli-Palestinian conflict, the country's foreign minister said on Thursday on the sidelines of the United Nations General Assembly meeting in New York. Japan has a new prime minister. VOA's Jeff Custer reports.
The official count showed former defense minister Shigeru Ishiba will become Japan's next prime minister after winning the ruling Liberal Democratic Party's leadership vote Friday. I will do my utmost to believe in the people, to speak the truth with courage and sincerity, and to make this country a safe and secure place where everyone can live once again with a smile on their faces. As prime minister, he will need to face down regional security threats from an increasingly assertive China and its deepening ties with Russia to North Korea's banned missile tests. At home, Ishiba will be tasked with breathing life into the economy as the central bank moves away from decades of monetary easing that has slashed the value of the yen. Jeff Custer, VOA News.
This is VOA News. Russia claimed on Friday to have captured